I always thought a great scheme would be a gym where the ellipticals and the treadmills and even the weight machines all capture the energy created during a workout, a kind of two birds with one stone workout. So the fitness trend known as plogging caught my eye. Plogging started in Sweden a few years back with people simply picking up litter while jogging. The word plogga is a mashup of the words jogging and plocka up, which is Swedish, as you might have guessed, for pick up. Plogging has now become a global phenomenon. Ultra runner Ripu Daman is part of the movement. He's been called India's first plogger. He runs the Instagram page Ploggers of India, so this is serious. You're in Mumbai, Ripu. How did you first get into plogging?
Hey, Marco. So I'm a runner. I run marathons and ultras as well. So probably when you're a runner and you run in the mornings when there's lesser traffic and much lesser people, the thing that you observe most is trash and plastic. That's what we saw. And me and my group, we were already cleaning up individually. And later that year, this was 2017, we came across a cool term, plogging, and we thought this is exactly what we do, and it was kind of becoming a global trend. So in order to take our mission forward, we renamed ourselves Ploggers of India. That's a short story.
That's the story. And as I said, it began, apparently, the trend with ultra-marathoners, people for whom 26.2 miles just isn't enough punishment. Was ultra-marathoning just kind of too boring for you? You had to do something else while you were doing it?
Runners are crazy. Even when you run 5 kilometers, it's crazy with all the torture that our body goes through. And once you get the high of that torture, there's no stopping. There's no limit to that sky. So we move to marathons and then ultras, 100K, 100 miles, and what all and what not. So marathoners are crazy.
So in India, littering, how big a problem is it there? And is it something that worries a lot of people?
Well, if you talk about India, littering is a major problem. But I've traveled all across the world. Recently, I was backpacking in Europe for a month. And I can tell you that littering is a problem everywhere. With us humans, we will go anywhere in the world and we will leave our marks. So for example, I was in Northern Ireland recently. It's such a beautiful place, extremely picturesque. There's the beach, there's the mountains right next to each other. And still there was so much of plastic, right? So littering is a problem everywhere, whether it's India or outside. But yes, it's probably a bigger problem in India.
How unique is your perspective, is your kind of eye for seeing trash on the ground, do you think, among marathoners and ultramarathoners?
I'll give you an instance. So I was working full-time. I had a startup, a technology startup, and I was going for a meeting, fully suited up and probably trying to look my best. And the next moment, I realized that I've actually bent down and picked up a plastic wrapper that was there without necessarily intending to pick it up, right? So it's kind of become second nature to me. And that's what my hope or envision for Ploggers of India is, that every person in this country takes responsibility of the plastic and trash around. We don't just clean up. We actually reduce the amount of plastic and trash we are generating by especially cutting down on single-use plastic.
So, Ripu, you are India's first plogger, but you're not doing this alone. Who are some of the ploggers you mostly work with?
Well, we've got ploggers all across India now, and people do take it up very, very enthusiastically. Kids, school children take it up like fish to water. And that's been the biggest high out of all of this, because there are a lot of times when we're doing this activity in our local parks or somewhere, and then some kids see us doing it without asking what you're doing, they just come join us and be a part of it, right?
And that's awesome.
And the habits that get inculcated at this young age will last a lifetime. And my hope is, and my belief is, that they will be the leaders of change, guiding us to a better future and environment. And that's the biggest high that I get whenever we are plogging and kids join us.
Yeah, great to hear that. Safe to say you have done your part, likely a lot more than most people. India's first plogger is his claim to fame. Ripu Daman, thanks so much for your time and for keeping things clean.
Thank you very much, Marco. Thank you.